You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, Applying Biblical Principles to Government. And why are we talking about this topic? Well, it is because we're in the middle of an election cycle right now. And in fact, some people don't vote in the primary. In fact, some Christians, about half of Christians, aren't even registered to vote. And about half of those who are registered are don't actually vote, and many don't vote in the primary. But this is critical. The Bible says, and we've talked about this, that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. In America, we have the right and the responsibility to actually elect those who would rule over us. So we can actually, if we register to vote, if Christians register to vote, if Christians educate themselves on what the Bible has to say about government and where the candidates stand on issues, then Christians can actually place righteous men and righteous women in office to be in authority. And so we don't have to sit back and complain about those who are in authority and say, oh, well, this person over here is really a bozo. And can you believe what policies they are implementing? Well, you either voted for them, or maybe you didn't vote at all because you weren't registered, or maybe you didn't show up to the polls that day. It is vitally important that you educate yourself, and this is why we are applying biblical principles to government. Charles Finney, the revivalist, said this: "The time has come that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come that they must act differently. Christians seem to act as if they thought God did not see what they do in politics. But I tell you that he does see, and he will bless or curse this nation according to the course they, Christians, take in politics." And that is Charles Finney, spoken at a time where really there was a time where we needed in this country a national revival and reformation, and he was actually a part of that in the Second Great Awakening that happened around the period of time where we were going through the Civil War. We also see that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to many people. So it's important that we as Christians apply biblical principles to our lives. Get right with God yourself. Apply the Bible and the principles of the Bible to your family. Make sure that your family is in line with God's word. Apply it to church and to your church. Make sure that your church is speaking forth the word of God. Encourage your pastor to speak on issues of the day, even if that might offend some people. Because you know what? The gospel is an offense. When we speak the truth, we offend people who want to believe a lie. But the only way that those people can come to repentance is when the gospel is preached, when people are shown that they are sinners, when people are shown that they need to repent, when people are shown, if we tell them just that, you know, God is pleased with them, that everything that they're doing is right, we're not doing them a favor. That's speaking peace, when there is no peace, and God actually shows in the prophets that he doesn't look kindly on those who speak peace when there is no peace. We need to encourage pastors to preach the Word of God wholly, the full gospel, not just part of it, but to preach the entire Bible and call people unto repentance. We have looked at some previous campaign issues, and we're going to review these briefly and cover some more today as well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems. Until then, remember, computer problems?
You need a faster PC.
That's right, you do. We are back. We're ready to answer your questions. You know, I know it's been a long time. It's been all week. Of course, you could have called our shop, but hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. And we're going to be providing you some training. We're going to show you today. I'm looking through my email here, because we actually got an email this past week that will be a good instruction on how to determine whether an email is legitimate or not. Because, you know, we have a lot of customers. I mean, like I say, I've said this before, almost every week we have customers that are coming in, they're bringing their systems because they have been scammed. they've seen a link, they've clicked a link, they've called a number. It could be a number of different things. Maybe they were browsing the web and they saw something out there. But we want to help train you. First of all, don't call that number. Call someone that you know and trust. If you don't, some people have relatives that they call. Some people call a faster PC. We can help you with these types of things. We can even provide remote support. We did this not too long ago for a client. What we did is we actually were able to log in to their system, and we were able to, while a message was playing out saying, "Your computer has been locked. We found illegal activity going on your computer and have locked your computer. You need to call this number." And the customer actually called the number. Before she called a faster PC, she called that number. Thankfully, that number was no longer in existence anymore. But a faster PC, we were able to actually get into the system. We showed her how to mute her speakers so that she wouldn't have to hear what was going on there. But what we were able to do is we were able to actually get that message off of the screen so that she wouldn't have that situation going on. And then we were able to close out that browser session. We were able to scan her system, and we made sure that there was no real infections, that there wasn't really any bad thing happening on her system. A lot of times those messages are fake scam messages. The messages that say your computer is infected, we found illegal activity, we found this, we found that. We're going to shut down your system. We're going to report you to the FBI, whatever. Call this number so that you can take care of this. Well, or we found viruses on your system. Most of the time, those are actually scam messages. Most of the time, there's actually no infection. But what can happen if you call the number and you actually reach someone and you let them into your system, then you've compromised your system. One customer this week didn't have a PIN or a password prior to letting scammers into his system. But after he did let scammers into his system, he did have a password and a PIN. And we had to reset that for him. And then we scanned and we removed infected components. We also removed the scammer's access to the computer. That's a real key, because if your computer didn't have problems before and you let scammers in, well, there's a good chance you could have problems afterward. So what we did is we got the scammers out of the system. Now let me tell you, when scammers get into your system, they typically have more than one way that they can get into your system. And we've seen situations where what they do is they actually get in there and they go ahead and they not only do they put their remote software in there, but sometimes they'll do things like adding a password. We've even seen where they add a password that happens prior to getting into Windows. And this happens by modifying the registry. What the registry is on a Windows-based computer, the registry is a hierarchical database of every piece of software and hardware on your computer. So the software are the programs, the hardware is the physical components, and then also various settings are kept in the registry as well, including the ability to add a password that launches between the time your computer turns on. And I know some people have a BIOS password where BIOS stands for Basic Input Output System. The motherboard has a BIOS, which controls certain things like how your computer boots, what the date and time is, what devices are allowed to boot, whether you use secure boot or not secure boot. You may not know all what all that means, but that's okay. You don't necessarily have to know. A lot of our customers say, hey, I don't need to know how it works. I just want it to work. And so we can actually help you make it work. And so, but what happens is between that time, and there is a BIOS password that can be added to systems. And a BIOS password, what it would do is it would actually go in there and create a password, that you would have to type in prior to actually booting. Some of our customers have done that. Well, of course, it's always important to remember that password, because unless your motherboard has a way of resetting the BIOS, if you don't remember that password, you can't get past that. But when a scammer adds a password and the password actually comes between that BIOS portion and when you get to Windows, when a scammer actually corrupts the or creates a encryption in a particular registry key, it adds that BIOS or that password that happens between the BIOS and actually getting to Windows. And the hacker, the scammer, doesn't tell you what it is. And here's the kicker. They don't tell you what it is, but they are willing to remove it for a certain amount of money. And quite often that can be, a few hundred dollars, $200 or $300. Well, we can remove this. Well, I mean, it's kind of like, kind of like the mafia, really. Hey, listen, we'll make sure that your store doesn't get, ransacked. We'll make sure that your windows don't get broken. Your store doesn't get broken into if you just pay us money. In this case, they do the damage and then they say, we'll undo the damage that we did if you just pay us money. And of course, if you pay them money, then what happens is you're actually financing their future. You're financing their ability to do this to other people. And if you don't pay them, then you can't get in. Well, these passwords used to be that we could actually get past that by recovering a saved or backed up version of the registry. In certain cases, the scammers were good enough that they actually deleted the backed up versions of the registry. But now the scammers no longer need to be good enough, because Microsoft has made it so that there are no backed up versions of the registry anymore. Unless you have backed up the registry, you're toast when something like this happens. Now, we can still recover the data. We can do a clean install, but you're going to need to be reinstalling your programs. That's the way it is because of what Microsoft has done.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems. So you can give us a call. It doesn't have to be your question. Doesn't have to be about what we've been talking about. It could be about anything. But, of course, we're here. We have topics ready. And we can, we want to educate. We want to really help you learn and help you understand. So I'm going to switch over to a full screen. And I'm going to actually switch over and show you an email and show you how you can actually check on an email whether something is legitimate, whether the email is legitimate or not. So one of the things when you get an email, first of all, be
be skeptical. Don't just assume that because an email says it comes from a person or an organization, that it actually did come from that person or that organization. So when a person's email account or a business's email account is compromised, one of the first things that will happen is that people that are actually receiving, or people that are contacts in that person's email list or that person's email account or that business's email account, will automatically receive emails from the hackers or scammers that hacked into the account. And they'll say they're coming from that person. And sometimes one of our customers actually had their account hacked recently, and the scammers actually set up some alternate emails. Why? Because they had more contacts than what they could send out in a day through the service that they hacked into. So they created another email address that looked very similar, but it was at another provider. And so let's say, you know, a lot of the providers, whether it's Google or AOL or Microsoft, a lot of them will allow you to send out 500 emails a day. Well, if you have more than 500 contacts, they're going to want to do something else. But the thing is, when someone's account is hacked, the scammers are sending out emails. They're either trying to get someone to help out the person that was hacked. And, you know, they might, you know, they're going to have an email and they're going to say, hey, I can't receive a phone call, reply back to the email message. Well, what's going to happen is when you reply back to the email message, your friend or the business that you know and trust isn't actually going to get that email. What's going to happen is the scammers are going to get it, because what they do typically is they set up filters that automatically send all the email that comes in over to the deleted folder or something, some other type of folder. And quite often they'll also forward it to their email address. So they're getting the email, they're seeing the email, but you're not seeing the email. And this quite often is the first clue that people have that their account has been hacked. And what happens is, you know, when a person responds, they get a message back from the hackers trying to solicit money. Sometimes they also try to get you to click on a link so that your computer can be infected, so that or maybe your data can be encrypted, so that they can get in and mess with your stuff. Or they get you to open up an attachment that'll launch a malicious script on your computer. Or they try to get you to type in information. If it's maybe a business that their email was hacked, or maybe their email is being spoofed. So, you know, you're receiving an email that says it's coming from someone, but it's not actually coming from that person. So what's happened? We received an email recently that says it came from Citrix.com. Now, Citrix is a major player in network security and hardware firewalls and these types of devices out there. And this actually says that it's a new voice note. And it says it is coming to a fasterpc.com, and it says it's a fasterpc.com voice note. And the subject is received a new voice note. Now, when I saw this email coming in the spam filter, I thought, well, that's a little bit fishy. Maybe this isn't really a legitimate email. Now, it says it's coming from an 800 number. It has the date that it came in, has the time that it came in, and the length of the message is 4 minutes and 32 seconds. So anyway, that's what it claims to be. Now, if this really, first of all, I do not subscribe to a voice service from Citrix. So that's one thing that should be a clue. So, and I'm going over this to instruct you so that you can follow the same steps that I went through to determine if this is a legitimate email. So I know that, first of all, I didn't subscribe to a service that provides me with voice notes from Citrix. But, you know, I've had friends that have sent me a voice note, but typically that's going to come directly to my phone. And it's actually going to be like a kind of like a voicemail, but instead of calling me, they send me this voice note. Well, but again, that comes in through my phone, not through my email. Now, there's a link down here that says listen, and it has the amount of minutes that the message is. And you would think if this really came from Citrix, that link would also come from Citrix. However, if I point to this link, that's what you do. You want to make sure that you're not clicking, because you don't want to click on a link that you don't know whether it's legitimate or not. And by the way, you know, if you receive an email from someone and it says, don't call me, send an email, well, don't listen to that. The first thing you should do is call the person. If you receive an email from a business and you're not expecting that email, call the business and ask them whether they really sent you that email. Chances are you might not be the first one, and chances are they're going to actually start you know, getting situation, you know, or the chances are they're getting calls from other people that have also received that. Well, again, this email says it's from Citrix. The links should be from Citrix. If the email says it's from Bank of America, the links should actually take you to bankofamerica.com. So when I point to the link, it actually shows me where the link would take me. Now, this link would actually take me to Snapchat. And I'm not sure if you guys know what Snapchat is. Snapchat is actually a messaging. It's a social network, and it's used by, you know, it's kind of similar to Instagram, if you're familiar with Instagram. But it's used by a lot of younger people, where they chat real quick with each other, and whatever you put on Snapchat disappears within 24 hours, which is a good thing for some of the people that are putting things out there. Of course, their friends could actually record that, and later on down the road, 40 years from now, when they run for Congress or run for mayor, they could show them, well, you know, this is what this person posted on Snapchat. You know, so you always have to be cautious, but Snapchat is popular from that. But obviously this doesn't go to Citrix. It goes to Snapchat. I'm not sure exactly what this link would take me to. It does have in the link, it has invoice, it has also some other things, and it actually says click, and it has Snapchat, but then it also has equals, and it has a Google link that would take me to another place and show me an invoice. Now, typically, it's not really going to be something legitimate. It's going to either be something that's going to try to infect my computer, or maybe one of these fake messages that's going to say my computer's infected, call this number to correct the issue, or they're going to try to get me to open an attachment. Maybe if it is takes me to a site where there's actually a link in that site for an invoice, and I click on that link, it might actually launch malicious code that would infect my computer. The thing is, it's not taking me to the place that it purports to be from. So it purports to be from Citrix, but the link takes me somewhere else. Again, the first part of the link is Snapchat, but then it also has an equals, and then it has a Google link with a search. So I believe that what this link would actually do is it would actually do a search for that content. And so this is something that definitely you want to always be skeptical. I'm the type of person, I like to, I typically believe people. I typically am trusting, but on the internet and with your computer, you cannot be trusting. You cannot be too careful. You want to use caution. You don't want to just believe what people say or what an email says, because here's the thing. Your friend or a business that you know and trust wouldn't send you a scam email. But if their email account is compromised or if it has been spoofed, then that email actually isn't coming from your friend or from the business that you trust. And especially when you receive an email that claims to be from a business that you don't have a relationship with, you should especially be skeptical of that email. And here in this instance, the email is not what it purports to be. And hopefully you can take some notes from this and see, again, you don't want to click. You just want to hover over. And let me see, there was something right over here that just popped up. A link over here, it looked like, because I wasn't quite over there. Sometimes they'll have actually a pixel. Quite often when you get emails from commercial establishments, there's actually a pixel. And a pixel is just a little dot on the screen that actually is an image that is going to be the same background as the email. So you're not even going to be able to tell that it's there, but it's going to tell that person whether you actually received that email or not, if you've clicked to show images. But again, when we go here, this is not taking us to where it says it's taking us. And so this is just an example, and we could show other examples, but that's just an example of how you could actually check this out. And when you receive an email, check and verify that the email actually came from the person, or it's actually that the links are actually taking you to the place that it purports to be taking you to, or reports to come from. And so, we'll talk a little bit more about this and about how emails can be spoofed and also how emails can be hacked, so that hopefully you can protect yourself and your email address from being hacked, so that your friends don't get an email that says it came from you that tries to steal from them or hack them.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And of course, you can ask your question about any issue. It doesn't have to be about what we've been talking about. It could be about any topic, and we can help you with that. Now, we talked a little bit about spoofing in the last segment, spoofing of emails. So one of the issues when you might wonder, what is spoofing and what does that mean, and how would that actually happen? I remember there was time where
This can happen with businesses. It can happen with individuals. It can happen with organizations. And typically, what can happen is if a hacker gets in, gets the contact list, then typically what can actually happen is you can actually start seeing situations where hackers and scammers are obtaining information that where they can actually go and say, and they're going to send to that list. Sometimes they'll use that list for years. Sometimes, there was even a situation where the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce email system was hacked. And I was getting scam emails from the people that said they were coming from them. And it wasn't from St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce. It was from the hackers that hacked into their email list. And so here's, I'm going to click over and show you a full screen here. I'm going to show you how this would actually happen. Now, I've already gone to the control panel, and what I'm going to show you is how this would be set up in one version of Microsoft Outlook. There are different versions of Microsoft Outlook, and the setup may be a little bit different in different versions. But if you have Microsoft Office, what you can do is you can go to the control panel. And in the control panel, I have shown large icons. You could show large icons, small icons, or you could just search for mail. But when you click on mail, you have an option to actually set up a new account. And so I have actually clicked on to set up a new account, and the email comes up asking me what type of account I want to set up. And the options are Microsoft Exchange, POP3, IMAP, or HTTP. So I'm going to click on Next. Now, you see here it has a place for name, email address, and password. Now, the newer versions of Office and the newer email accounts, quite often you can set everything up automatically. You don't need to know the servers, the ports, all the different settings that are needed. Outlook can actually get that automatically. But if you're a scammer and you want to spoof someone's address, you just click manual configuration. By the way, that's not the only reason this would be used. You could use this, and we actually use this for legitimate purposes. This can be used for legitimate purposes, and it can be used like if your email provider doesn't automatically set things up, then you would have to go in and choose things, and you would have to know the ports, and you would have to know the servers, and so on. Well, the hackers and scammers know this stuff. So we're going to choose POP3, IMAP, or HTTP. Click Next. Now here, we can type our name. And so let's say that your account got hacked into. And you're able to get access back to that account, change the password, maybe set up two-step authentication so the hackers can't get into your email address anymore. But they still have your contact list. They've already exported your contact list to their system. They know what your contact list is, and they want to continue to farm that list. They want to continue to send you information, and they want to make it look like it's coming, or they want to send out information to your friends and your contacts and make it look like it's coming from you. So all they have to do is type your name where it says your name. So whatever that is, maybe it's Sally Smith, and then maybe the email address, I'm just making this up here. This isn't, probably, I mean, it might be a real email address of someone, but let's just say S. Smith94287@AOL.com. So you can actually say that that is your, this is saying that this is the name of, when people receive an email, they will receive the email saying it came from Sally Smith, and it says it will say that the email address is this email address. And then for the incoming server and the outgoing server, you would have to know this, or the hacker would know this. The hacker is going to know, they would have an email server that wouldn't be an AOL, most likely. It could be at AOL, but they're going to use a different account to actually send this out. So they're going to put whatever the incoming server is and the outgoing server, they're going to put that here. For the username, they're probably going to use a different account to actually send the emails. So you could actually, the hackers, the scammers could actually put a different email address, a different password. So let's just say mail.iscamyou.com. Let's say that that's the email address, or the web servers, the incoming and outgoing web servers. And let's just say that they're sending this from the email address at iscamyou.com. And then, they'll have a password. And then you click on more settings. So they'll go into more settings. They'll set up, my outgoing server requires authentication. They can change any settings that they need to in here. They can test the account. The account, again, is going to send email through one of their email addresses, but it's going to come saying it's from your email address. Again, this is hypothetically, if your email were hacked and you got access to that, and the hacker still wanted to send emails to that list. And this could be, you could say that this is coming from St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce. You could say it's coming from any major company out there. The email that I got that said it came from Citrix. Citrix didn't send that to me. A hacker sent it to me. And this is how they would do that. They would send it through an email application like this. And by the way, there are other email applications that can be used for this as well. Some of them are free, such as Thunderbird. And there are ways that all you have to have is an email provider that will authenticate, the account. And what happens is these scammers, these hackers, they're going to set up hosting with various companies. They're going to set up email accounts with various companies. They don't even have to manually physically do it themselves. They can actually set that up where they actually have other people come out and do that for them, or they have computers that do that. They're called bots. They actually are programmed to actually go out and create new accounts. That's why when you go to create an account, there's a little CAPTCHA thing that says, are you a robot? Because there are robots out there trying to create accounts, and Google and AOL and Microsoft and all the Yahoo, all the email providers are trying to prevent accounts from being created using their service. So this is something that definitely you want to be, this is how that could happen. I even saw years ago, I knew a congressman in our area, and his email account was spoofed, and people were asking, well, how in the world could this happen? And I explained, I showed them how it can happen. Anyone could send an email, if they had the knowledge, could send an email saying, you could, if you had the knowledge, you could send out an email that says it came from President Biden. He wouldn't know that you sent that necessarily. He might not even know if he sent it, but that's another story. This is the way this can happen. And so this is why you don't want to trust those any emails. They could be coming from a hacker. It could be coming from a scammer. You want to verify, the old phrase, trust but verify. Well, with emails, you want to verify, and after you verify, then you can trust. You don't want to just start out with a premise of we're going to trust this, that this is legitimate. To protect your account, here's one of the things that a lot of people make mistakes on. A lot of people make mistakes by saying, hey, I'm gonna actually go out and I'm gonna use, you know, because passwords are so difficult to remember, I'm gonna use the same password on every single account. And you know, we have a lot of customers that do this, and we warn them, hey, you probably don't want to do that, because if you do that, then what's happening is if a hacker gets into one of your providers and they find that you used a certain email address and a certain password, well, what happens is that information, they're going to be able to use that to try to get into your system. But here's what they also do. They're going to put that information on what's called the dark web, which is used by hackers and scammers and criminals. And your information can actually be purchased on the dark web if it's been compromised, if your information has been on an account that has been, you know, maybe it was a Yahoo account, and Yahoo accounts, you know, Yahoo had a big breach. T-Mobile had a big breach not too long ago. So, you know, that information then is on the dark web. Well, all the hackers and scammers are going to go to all different sites, and they're going to try and see if that username and password will work. And if they can get into your, if you use the same email address and the same password that you used at this other account, well, they're going to get into your account. So we would encourage you, use strong passwords, use different passwords at each site, use two-step authentication when you can. We'll talk about that on another session, how you can use two-step authentication or multi-factor authentication. But be wise.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Principles to Government, Part 3. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties.
Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.